Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time by the grace of God. We thank the Lord for 21 years now we have been bringing these messages to you. And we praise the Lord for this radio station, for you, the listener, for all the prayers and support, the provision over the many years. If this is your first time listening today, we say welcome to you. We hope you come back each and every Sunday and make this a regular stop on your Sunday worship schedule. And for those of you who've been with us for many years, we appreciate you. We say thank you to you. And we hope you also continue to come back each and every Sunday. Today we're going to be talking about celebrating our 250 years as a nation here in the USA and how we are to pray for our country, pray for our leaders, and what we can look forward to in the future as God's people here in this great nation. And so if you have your Bible there, turn it to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. We'll take up. Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Before we get into the message, just want to give you a brief update. What's going on over there in Kenya? We're in the process of building a primary school in Makunda Village, right next door to our children's home. And this school will be for 200 to 300 students in Makunda Village, many of them of the Muslim faith. And so we're going to be offering a good basic education through grade 8. And at the same time, it'll be steeped in a Christian environment. And we'll be teaching these children about Jesus Christ, singing songs about Jesus. And so for the first time, many of them will be hearing about Jesus in their life. So this is going to be an opportunity to evangelize, at the same time giving these children a good basic education. And to give you a picture of Makunda Village, it's a very poor village. The average wage for people there is about $3 a day. Majority of the houses are mud houses, not even permanent structures. And so it's a very poor place. And so we're going to give these children an opportunity to have a good education and in a Christian environment. So if you think you can help us with that, we're going to need $200,000 to $300,000 before it's all said and done. And so we'd like to have you come alongside and help us get this school, get it going, get it finished, get the children in there, and it'll be a great monument to the Christians here in America for their love for the people of Africa, but also a testimony to God's power and God's wealth and God's provision for the poor people of Africa. Contact me, Pure Prairie at Hotmail, if you're interested in helping Pure Prairie at Hotmail, and we can talk about details of this project. Well, today we're going to be talking about the United States of America, the lead up to the 250th anniversary of this great nation, celebrating the nation of the United States. And so there's going to be a lot of talk about the greatness of this nation, and at the same time there are many people who curse this nation. And if all you want to see is all the bad and the wrong things that have been done here in the U.S., you'll find plenty to talk about, because this nation has not been a perfect nation. No nation on the earth is. But I still submit to you and attest to the fact that I believe, after living in Africa for many years and also traveling to nearly 20 nations around the earth, I believe the United States of America is the greatest nation, and it is a nation ordained by God. The purposes for which this nation were established are purposes of God, to be a missionary sending nation, to be a light and a beacon unto the world. And as we talked about last week in my message, Salt and Light, Jesus said that we are to be the light of the world, that no one puts a light under a bushel basket, or no one covers a light. When you have the light, which is the light of Jesus. When you have that light in your life, you want to let that light shine. And as a nation, we want to let the light of the United States of America shine, that this will continue to be the greatest missionary sending nation on the earth. It'll continue to be the nation with the greatest freedoms of any nation on the earth, that we can truly enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, just as the founders of this great nation envisioned, that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness will be not only the goal, but the reality for people here in the United States of America. Well, I'm going to start today in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. If you have your Bible there, 1 Timothy chapter 2 in the New Testament, towards the back of the New Testament. And this is a letter from Apostle Paul to his mentee, to the disciple that he was training and raising up, and the young man named Timothy. And Paul writes two letters to Timothy, 1 Timothy 1 and 1 Timothy 2, and these two letters are very instructional to us about raising up leaders and just practical issues in the body of Christ, raising up leaders, deacons, elders in the church, what the church is supposed to look like, and eventually what is the nation supposed to look like because of the church's influence in the nation, salt and light in the culture, in the nation that we are in. And beloved, it is so much of a blessing to have this nation, the United States of America, and have the freedoms that we have to preach over the radio, preach over the TV, and all of the freedoms that we have to go to church, even establish church. And we just take it for granted, but it is not that way in other places on the earth. It is not that way. And so we have a lot to be thankful for. So Paul tells Timothy, 1 Timothy 2, verse 1, "Therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." Well, I'm going to stop right there and break this down just a little bit. You'll notice that when I start this radio broadcast each and every Sunday, I start it with prayer, because I believe corporate prayer is very important. And though I'm not there with you in body, I'm there with you in spirit. And we have people listening to this broadcast from all over this area and all over the country, actually, because they can get it through KQNK.com live streamed, and people can actually go onto the internet and listen to these broadcasts from anywhere in the country and actually anywhere in the world. So I start these broadcasts with prayer, because I believe corporate prayer, not only for the people listening, but for this country and for the people in Africa, for the ministry in Africa, I believe corporate prayer is extremely important, and I hope you are in agreement with me for that. And so this is why Paul says, "Therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications," that's a plea for mercy, to understand that we don't deserve anything from God, that we humble ourselves, we positionally place ourselves in a place of humility before God. We can't make demands of God. We can't expect things that we don't deserve from God. And so we pray supplications, which is a plea for mercy and a thankfulness for the blood that was shed by Jesus, that we have forgiveness of sins, that we have an opportunity to have eternal life with God. And so that is prayers with supplications, that intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men. Well, I pray for all the men and women out here in this area listening. I know them very well. I pray for the men in the prison. That's one of the original reasons that I started this radio broadcast, was so that I could preach into the prison on the days that I weren't there. When I first started my ministry back in 2001, I was going into the prison two times, sometimes three times a week, to preach out there. And so I had an opportunity to establish this radio broadcast because I wanted to preach into the prisons on the days when I wasn't there physically in person. And so that was one of the main motivations of this broadcast. Here we are 21 years later. I've received letters from people all over this area. Every time I go into Norton, just about, I receive somebody come up and receive a compliment from them, telling me that they still listen to the broadcast, they enjoy the broadcast. And so this is an important facet of Gather the Outcast ministry. And Paul is saying that we are to intercede and give thanks for all men. And beloved, if you don't have a daily time to pray, you need to get started with that. Set a time, set it aside daily in your quiet time. Read your Bible, pray, make supplications, make intercessions, pray for your family, pray for your business, pray for your country, pray for your president, pray for the Congress, and for your community. If you don't have time to pray, beloved, you're not going to see the peace that God wants you to have. You're not going to see the joy that God wants you to have. You're not going to understand that God's plan for you is to put Him first in your life. And so set aside time in your life to pray. Set aside time in your life to intercede for your family, for your children. If you're praying for your children when they're young, the Bible says, train up your children in the way that they should go, and as they are older, they shall not depart from that way. And so it's very important, if you have young children or even teenage children, any age children, you pray for them. Even if your children are 40 or 50 years old, you pray for them. You intercede for them. You cry out to God for them. And beloved, if we had more people praying for our children, leading them in the way that God wants them to go, we would have a lot less gangs in this country, would have a lot less murder, we'd have a lot less chaos and mayhem. Children need instruction, they need training, they need discipline, they need to be told no at times, they need to have their knuckles wrapped a few times, or maybe their bottom end wrapped a few times to train them up. And they need to have scripture spoken over them and prayer spoken over them, interceding for them, for their life, and for their behalf. And when you do that, the Bible makes a promise that as you train them up when they're small, that they will come back to that. Even if they become a prodigal, even if they run away from the Lord, they will come back to that way in which they were trained. And so Paul says, the reason that we pray and that we intercede for kings and all who are in authority is that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. That is God's plan for America. That is God's plan for Kenya. That is God's plan for every nation on the earth, that the people can lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and reverence, and that they can enjoy the fruits of their labor. They can own a house, they can own a business, they can start a church if they want to, they can go to church wherever they want to, choose your church and go. And you can start a business, start your business. Elon Musk came to this country as a student. He came here from South Africa. He came as a student. And look at him now, the world's first trillion-dollar man, or the value of his enterprises over $1 trillion. And I know some people curse that, but I don't. I'm thankful for people who have entrepreneurial spirit. I'm thankful for people who put their minds to good use, the minds that God has given them, put them to good use to build things like SpaceX and Starlink and all of these things that Elon Musk has done. Even PayPal. I use PayPal every single day in my ministry. That was an Elon Musk enterprise. And so I pray for men to have peaceable and godly lives, just like in the Constitution and the preamble to the Constitution, that we can have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And beloved, that is God's wish for America. That is God's wish for Kenya. That is God's wish for China, every nation on the earth. And so we are thankful for this great nation. And we'll talk just a little bit about that when we get to Romans chapter 13 here in just a minute. Well, in verse 4 in 1 Timothy chapter 2, Paul goes on to say, God desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, this is the truth, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And so this is God's will, that all men come to know the truth. When you can preach the gospel with freedom, that is God's plan for America. There are some countries, even Canada, our neighbor, when you can't preach the truth of the gospel. There's some scriptures in the Bible, in God's holy word, that you can't preach even in Canada because they have restricted and put all kinds of clamps down on freedom of speech regarding the Bible. It's true that that also is true in some of the nations in Europe. And so we have an opportunity here in America to preach the truth. Nobody has ever come to me and said, you can't preach this on your radio broadcast. Nobody from the government, nobody from the civil authorities has ever come and tried to put any kind of restriction on anything that I've ever preached. And beloved, I hope that is the way it continues for the rest of my days and the rest of the history of the United States until Jesus comes back, that we have freedom, because God says it is his desire that all men be saved. That's the truth. That's the truth of the gospel, that God so loved his world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is God's plan for every single person in every corner of the earth, all 200 and some nations of the earth. It is God's plan, every single person come to know the truth, that they come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and that they can know the truth, and that they can speak the truth to their neighbor, they can speak the truth to their children, they can speak the truth from the pulpit, and that is God's plan, beloved, for this great nation. Well, I'm going to turn over to Romans chapter 13, because this is also a teaching from Apostle Paul that teaches us how we are to submit to our authorities, to submit to the kings and the authorities, the presidents, the prime ministers, those who have been placed in authority over us, how we are to submit to them and relate to them in our daily life. So the Apostle Paul says here in Romans chapter 13, verse 1, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment upon themselves. Well, this is very important in light of what happened here in the USA. Here recently, these two boys got in an altercation in Texas, and one of them stabbed the other. It was primarily an unprovoked stabbing for the most part. And so the verdict that was rendered will send this young man to prison for 35 years, and 17 and a half years of that he has to serve before having a chance for parole. But God says here in His Word, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. And so when we have anger that arises in our nation and it results in murder, it results in harming other people and denying them not only of their life, but their liberty, then their pursuit of happiness, then the authorities have to step in and make a declaration, make a decision, and in some cases arrest people and put them in prison. Well, that's all fine and good. In God's vision, that's all fine and good because God wants order and He wants peace, a peaceable life, and in all godliness and reverence. And so there has to be authorities put in place. Well, we have an opportunity here in America to cast our vote. And there's people running for office, praise God. I hope there's always people willing to step up and run for office. And that is a wonderful thing because there's some places in Africa and other countries around the world where you vote and your vote means nothing. It has no impact on the direction of the nation. It's just an empty exercise. People in authority make sure that they win. Some of them win by 98% of the vote. And so the whole thing is a joke and a sham. But Paul says here, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. So every single king, every single prime minister, every single dictator, whoever, is appointed by God, even in China, to keep anarchy and to keep chaos and mayhem and total breakdown of society, to keep that from happening. And so we have a unique nation here because this nation was formed by people who had been given wisdom and vision from God to establish the freedoms that we have here, the right to bear arms, the right to have freedom of religion, the right to have freedom of press, the right to have free speech. You can write a letter to your newspaper and say what you want about something that's happening in your community. We have free speech. You can even start your own newspaper and write your own editorials every week if you want. Horace Greeley did that. And so the governing authorities are placed there by God. We have a little song we sing in Kenya. It goes, who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. God has the final vote. Yes, you go to the poll and you cast your vote, but God has the final vote. God has the final say in every election and in every country. He's the one that puts the rulers in place. Verse 3, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Then do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. So God says here through the Apostle Paul, if you're afraid of the authorities, maybe your conscience isn't clear. Maybe you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing if you're afraid of the authorities. And I grant you, sometimes authorities get overbearing in some places. We obviously have dictatorships on the earth, but that isn't the case here in the U.S. If you abide by the law, if you abide by the law and keep the law and obey the authorities, you really here in the U.S. have no fear of the authorities. Verse 4, for he is God's minister to you for good. The civil authority is God's minister to you for good. President Trump has been put in place to be God's minister to us for good. The state of Kansas has a governor. She has been put in place to minister to us for good and not for evil. But if you do evil, be afraid, for the civil authority does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister. He is an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, that is a fear of punishment, but also for conscience sake. You want to go through your life every day with a clear conscience. You want to do what is right, so you don't have to fear the authorities. You want to do what is right because that is the right thing to do. That is righteous living by God's standard. And so the governing authorities are put in place to be a executioner of vengeance for God, so that people can live peaceable lives, so that people can have joy and freedom and have peace in their life, peace at night. They don't have to fear at night to walk around in their neighborhoods. They don't have to fear somebody breaking in their home and stealing everything. God's plan is that we have peaceable lives. And beloved, we can do that here in the United States. We have an opportunity because of our Constitution, because of the vision and the wisdom that was given to the men and women who established this country. And so that is the legacy that we have. And after 250 years, we're still striving for perfection in that. We'll never see it perfect here on this earth, but we can strive, and we can, as citizens of the United States, participate to make this a great nation and continue to have a great nation for another 250 years. Well, I hope you enjoy this message. There's a lot to praying for our leaders. I hope you do that every day. It's very important. There's a lot to participating in this country. We have an opportunity to participate, and I hope you do that also. That is God's will and His plan for your life. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We praise God for that. We hope you help us keep these radio broadcasts on the air. We want to hear from you. Sit down today. Write us out a check. Let us know you're listening. You can include prayer requests. If you have things in your life you want us to pray for, you can contact us at Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Jim Rowell. And you can also use your credit or debit card to make a donation at paypal.me/gatherTheOutcast. That's paypal.me/gatherTheOutcast. We'd love to hear from you today. We'd love to have you continue to pray for this ministry, intercede for us, and we thank you for tuning in each and every Sunday. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.